This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, let me just say I am extremely disappointed, very, very disappointed at many of you. Okay, my husband had a conference out of town in California, and I decided to surprise the kids and go to Disneyland. And I know I was hesitant because, you know, I don't like to spend the money and I don't like to deal with the lines, etc. But I'm like, no, you know what? It's going to be a piece of cake. We'll do it. We'll make this work. Okay. So, great. We're going to make this work. So, we go. And I'm not mad at you guys. I'm not mad at you guys. But honestly, okay, I need to talk to the 10,000 people or whoever was at Disneyland this weekend and give you guys some schooling on appropriate behavior in Disneyland. Okay, so first of all, all right, we didn't get to do the early entry because the only way you get to do an early entry, and you guys need to know about this, I guess if you get to stay at one of the Disneyland hotels, there's one day where you could do an early entry, or like I think they call it Mickey's Madness or something, where you get to go to the park 1 hour before it opens. You got to take advantage of that. We couldn't because we didn't have the money to spend on 3 days of a hotel. I have to work. I wanted to get back until Monday. So we didn't do that. So we were just at the gate at 8 a.m. All right. Now, was there a lot of pushing and shoving? At first, no. Okay, so my guard was down. I'm like, all right, you guys are pretty good. Okay, I think we can make this work this morning. You know, you're all pushing up right against that rope, you know, and then you have the Disney team tell you, all right, guys, you know, nobody pushing up. Ma'am, your breasts are over the line. I'm like, sorry. You know, I mean, you know, because you want to be the first on the line. You guys don't, if you've never been to Disneyland, okay, you need to be able to take advantage of no lines. Whenever you go to Disneyland, there's always hour-long lines at these rides, and it's hot and it's muggy, so it's not fun. So the best time to go to Disneyland is really, 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 really early or really, really late, like midnight. Even though it closes at midnight, so you can get a quick couple rides in, like from 11:30 to midnight, if you're lucky. So here we are at the very, very start, and you could start to see a little pushing. I could see who was going to trip my kids, and then the stroller parents. Those stroller parents don't, you know what, don't be fooled. Stroller parents are the most vicious because they blame tripping you and the bruises and the cutting in line on the stroller. Okay? Yeah, then every now and then you see somebody wheel great grandma in the wheelchair, and I have never seen wheelchairs fly like they do at Disneyland. Okay, so finally, all right, he goes, all right, ready? Everybody, the countdown, here we go, and the park is open, go! No running. Everyone's like, ah! All right, of course, you run to Space Mountain. And you get to Space Mountain because Space Mountain always has a 70-minute wait throughout the day. So if you can get out to Space Mountain, you get out to Space Mountain. Okay, so I drop my sunglasses, I drop my water bottle, some Kleenex fill out of my bra. So by the time I get to Space Mountain, I'm actually lighter than I was because all the crap I was going to carry, you know, for the park that day is gone. Mind you, it could cost, I don't know, $5-6 a water bottle. I don't care. I want to get out to Space Mountain. So you get there. Now you start to see people jump over little fences and little railways and separators and dividers. Now you're like, okay, do I open up a can of whoop ass here in Disneyland or do I stay calm? You know, I am a doctor. Okay, I'm not supposed to inflict bodily harm. You know, we'll let this ride. Okay, so you finally take the first ride. Good. Okay. Whew, you got it. Now you race across the park to get to Indiana Jones, which is another popular ride. Okay, but now the line's already 25 minutes long. Okay, but not a big deal. All right, but this is where you got to be careful. On some of these Disneyland rides, as people start to come, okay? You have turns and radiuses. If you've ever run track or done race car driving, you know that the inner track is going to get you there faster than the farther track. And if you ever want to pass somebody, you got to pass them on the inside. You can't pass them on the outside. You got to pass them on the inside. So now you start to see people, yeah, they may have their Mickey Mouse hats and these big Alice in Wonderland big hat things smacking you in the face for distraction, but they cut from the inside. Now you got to be really, really careful. Really, really careful about that, because anybody that takes cuts, that's a big no-no, and you don't want to start a fight in Disneyland. I have to admit, the people at Disneyland were kind of nice, but they were very grumpy. Summertime Disneyland people are, I think, grumpier than wintertime, probably because it's hot and muggy and people are stinking and everybody's kind of mean and everybody's trying to rush to get out of the heat. So I noticed I got yelled at probably a total of 15 times, which is 5 times more than I usually get yelled at by Disney crew. So I was already kind of a little upset, and I'm like, you know, okay. But the reason why I'm really, really disappointed is I watched your guys' behavior over 16 hours, all right? And I am completely ashamed, okay, to share the human race with you people. What you do in the lines and in the rides and what you leave on the seats and the bathrooms. Really, people? You don't have time to wipe off the seat when you're done to race back to the line? Honestly. Next time I'm in Disneyland, I'm just going to walk around with one of those little speakers or blowhorns, and I'm just going to tell you all what I think and how you should act, because honestly, it was really ridiculous. Okay, now don't even get me started when it's time for a parade or when it's time for the fireworks. Okay, apparently, Disneyland team puts you all into these real, real tight compartments to watch, and you are not allowed to walk and look at the fireworks. You have to keep walking. You are not allowed to stop and look unless you squeeze into the masses. So I'm trying to squeeze in. I'm like, excuse me, can I get in here, please? The fireworks are, I got two kids, can I sneak in? No, where were you an hour ago? And then, you know, which? I'm like, hey, that's not nice. Can I scoot in here? Can I squeeze? Can I get in here, please? Then, no, but any language, say, no, loca, chica loca, no, low. Anyways, I was being yelled at in probably every language possible, and then I did. I got to sneak a place to see the fireworks. I asked for somebody to let me sit next to them. There was a chair. I'm like, can I sit with you to see the fireworks? No. Really, people, I'm extremely disappointed. Come on, Disneyland's supposed to be the happiest place on earth. Anyway, when we come back, a husband makes a spreadsheet of all the excuses his wife gave him to get out of sex and wild foods that can kill you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U.S. Economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands demands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. None of you have better been at Disneyland this weekend. All right, but please go. Please enjoy. Nothing bad about Disneyland. I'm just upset about how you guys acted when you were there on the rides. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, ladies, all the ladies. All right. We may turn down our men or our partner over and over and over again. And we trust our man to not share the excuses, all right, with their buddies verbally. Who would have thought that somebody would actually compile in writing an Excel document, all right, showing a month's worth of his wife's responses to his requests for sex? Oh, boy, this is bad. This is being reported by The Telegraph. Now, apparently, he was very sexually frustrated. I think they only had sex a few times in about a one-month period, okay? But she was, I guess, about to go on a business trip, and her husband decided on a spreadsheet. This goes back from June 3rd, 2014, all the way to July 16, 2014. Some of the excuses. A, I'm watching a show. That's why she said no sex. Apparently, it was a Friends rerun. One, I feel sweaty and gross. I need to take a shower. But then he puts on the spreadsheet, you didn't even take a shower until the next day. Then there was a nonverbal no the day after that. Then a few days after that, I'm exhausted. On the 10th, yes, sex happened. Okay, great. The next day, I'm still hurting from yesterday. The day after that, a nonverbal no. Next, I'm trying to watch a movie. Fell asleep. One, I'm drunk. Oh, I ate and I'm drunk and I ate too much. I won't have time to get ready for dinner. I just came back from the gym. I feel gross. Yeah, I never understood that. Why do guys want to have sex with you when you just get back from the gym and you're sweaty? I mean, do they think because your heart rate's up, you're going to be in the mood? No, you're not going to be in the mood. You're sweaty. You're in pain. Please. Let me see, leave me alone, I want to get up early, you're too drunk, etc. So anyway, so he put these excuses down. Now, I mean, here's the thing, okay, when we do marriage therapy, one thing we do is we, do inform the other partner, and collate some of their responses, not to make them look bad, but for them to kind of see a different picture of what, or even the same picture of what the other spouse has seen. So, for example, if I kept telling my husband no to this, okay, well, you said no. Did you ever say why? Did you ever say why you didn't want him going down that career path? Did you ever say why you feel? We got the no's. Okay, we got 10 no's. Great. Well, I didn't mean to say no 10 times. Sometimes you don't realize it. Okay, I mean, we women, we tell the men no a lot, whether it be sex, touchy, huggy, kissy. How much rejection do you expect your man to take? Okay, but then on the flip side, does he have a right to put all this on Excel and get it in writing? Now, from what I'm hearing, she was the one that put it on the social media, not him. Okay, so then that's okay. If he put it on social media, that would be a crappy thing to do, because that's probably one of the worst parts of cyberbullying we see today. His spouses or partners or ex-spouses or ex-partners are putting crap on the internet about people that they dated with. And that's some pretty scary stuff that can happen. Luckily, you got Facebook and you have, other review websites that'll be, you know, prompt to remove that kind of junk. But I want you guys to do something similar. Okay, it doesn't have to be in writing. Or it could be an etchy sketch or something so you could get rid of it as quickly as possible. But maybe if there's something that's going on in your relationship and you look at one partner as no, all right, and you document, I asked you for this, you said no, I asked you for this, you said no. All right, that may be a great way to open up communication and to let them see, look, okay, this is what's going on. I mean, when you look at this, I'm ready to have sex with my husband. I feel so bad looking at this other person's spreadsheet. Okay, my excuses, though, aren't as quick and terse and pithy as hers. Mine is usually, I don't think my husband would ever do a spreadsheet because he wouldn't be able to fill up just one line with my excuse. It would be like, look, honey, here's the problem. Okay, the problem is I have to go into the gynecologist in about a week or so, and you're never really supposed to have sex prior to having a pap smear, because if you have sex before a pap smear, the pap smear could come out wrong. So if we have sex, and what if she has a cancellation tomorrow, and then I finally get to get in for my pap smear tomorrow, but we had sex today, so let's just not have sex just to be on the safe side. Okay, so you see, that's my excuse whenever I tell hubby no. All right, there's no way to write that down. But I think it's a great exercise to do. Now, some of you will say, no, just everybody have sex with their partners more often. Well, remember, okay, there's a lot more to it, okay? I understand that when many of you men ask for sex, all right, it's not really lovey-dovey. It's not very romantic. There's not a lot of she time with it, okay? It's more, do what I need to do and then be done and then leave me alone woman. All right. And so why would your female partner or your other partner want to engage in that? What is the advantage for them? Okay, now I'm not saying you have to get something out of sex, okay? But it would be nice if both parties enjoy it, okay? So you need to explain why being on a kitchen island or having kitchen appliances in the mix is a benefit to her. If she doesn't see that there's a benefit, she is going to be more inclined to say no, all right? Period. Okay. Now, if she's watching a rerun of Friend, I got to side with that. Okay. You can watch reruns of Friends anytime. But guys, okay, you know better. You never approach a woman when she's watching a sitcom. Okay. We always want to watch the end of the sitcom. I was watching an episode of True Blood yesterday and boy, was it dragging. It blew. All right. But I sat through it. Because I like to finish what I start. Don't be interrupting me for anything. Let me finish the sitcom, okay? Same thing with Glee. I was like that with Glee. When they're in the middle of a song. You don't interrupt me when they're in the middle of a song. You finish the song out. So, men, you just need to realize that women like to finish what they start. Extremely important. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, this idea that a lot of us feel gross. Okay, if we are not having sex with our spouses because we feel fat, we feel gross, etc., I strongly suggest the lights out, under the cover version of sex, okay? I know I don't look the way I did when I was 20, okay? A lot of us don't, okay? You start to get middle age and you're like, oh, no way, I'm never taking off my clothes again. Well, then make rules, okay, that you'll only have sex if you have, like, complete, oh, blindfolded. You know, we have a blindfold for my husband for that reason. This way, I don't feel self-conscious. I don't care who he imagines as long as he's not looking at me. You see? See? There's ways to do it. Now, there was an article or a study that came out on bikini waxing and how bikini waxing could increase the risk of getting a sexually transmitted disease. We talked about this. This was a study that came out a while back and looks like there's now a review of recent studies published in the Journal of American Medical Association Dermatology that for those of us that get our hair completely ripped off our pubic region, this could cause nicks and cuts and deficits in the mucocutaneous barrier. As a result, STDs can make their way. Remember, pubic hair is very, very protective. It's one of the thickest hairs. It's very curly. There's more surface area to it. I mean, if we could look at, like, eyebrows. Your eyebrows, they have to be protective, too, so they're a little bit more curly. They're a little bit more wavy. They're a little bit more bushy. But hairs on your arm is more fine. Hair on your chest, very fine. Hair on your back, that could be curly for some guys because, again, it depends on what, you know, their body evolved to protect against. But pubic hair is supposed to protect against STDs. All right? Hopefully any bug that's floating around will get stuck or trapped in a jungle of hair. All right? And that's what pubic hair is designed for. So when we do Brazilian waxes to make ourselves a good, all right, you are now losing that barrier. Not to mention, you could get little cuts, lots of cuts. You could get folliculitis. All right. Folliculitis is where you get an infection of the hair follicles. Not very pretty. For any of us that have ever, delved into the whole bikini wax thing, we realized that it really wasn't worth it. There's other ways to do things. Anyway, you could get Staph aureus, Streptococcus pyogenes, Pseudomonas aeruginosa. These are bacteria that people are at risk of contracting, and these are some of the bacteria this study found in areas of pubic hair waxing. Now, what's very interesting is men do this too now. We're seeing more and more burns, partial thickness burns.
Or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What do you want it funny?
Or serious.
You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I got cut off. Sorry about that, guys. I know we were really, really deep into how to protect yourself from STDs and how certain Brazilian waxes, I guess, in the study can put you at risk for sexually transmitted diseases. We were talking about how men do it too now. Apparently, it's very, very new for men to be doing certain things down there which to me doesn't really make a lot of sense. But I don't understand why or even how guys could go through that. Guys don't really handle that kind of pain like women can. Women are used to ripping things out of roots and hurting themselves and getting partial thickness burns from hot wax. We're just used to that kind of stuff on certain body parts, but guys aren't. And I think you guys are putting yourselves through too much trauma. Now, on break, one of you wanted me to talk about pubic lice. Why not? Okay, lice. Actually, in the study, they said that pubic lice, since people started to become more and more razor-friendly, okay, or wax-friendly, they have had less pubic lice. Apparently, pubic lice has been going down. Let me see what degree. Australian scientists found that Sydney's main sexual health clinic had not seen a woman with pubic lice since 2008, and male cases had fallen 80% from about 100 a decade ago. All right, so great, wonderful. Pubic lice is on the way down. Now, what is pubic lice? We have little lice, louses, okay? And you could get lice. We've talked about lice on the hair, body lice. So you could have head lice, you could have body lice, but you could also have pubic lice. Now, these pubic lice are usually a different louse than the lice that would affect your head and body. Remember, lice is plural, louse is singular, okay? Right? There's a louse in my house. That's how you remember that. Anyway, they measure about 1.6 millimeters or less, but pubic lice are usually a little bit bigger, and they resemble crabs, sea crabs. They look like little crabs, so that's why people say, I got a case of the crabs. Now, to get pubic lice, it's usually through some sort of sexual intercourse or sharing underwear or towels, etc. Now, if you ever find, like, you know, when we'll examine children, if we ever find that in other areas or body parts, we usually suspect sexual abuse. It's very, very difficult for a parent to give this to a child. Hence, if the child is infested with this, that's a sign of abuse. However, many kids nowadays, they sleep in their parents' beds, they sit on their parents' toilet, things like that. So technically they could get infected. It is very, very highly infectious. But, you know, when you start to see it on their face and stuff, that really freaks you out as a doctor. So, that's when we report. All right. So, with pubic lice, very, very intense itching. Mayo Clinic does a great dissertation on that. But what's very, very interesting is some people will come in with a blue rash on their stomach. Very, very interesting. And those are little bite marks. It's really freaky looking, right? They're little bite marks that people get on their abdomen. And so they don't know if they're going into petechiae where they're bleeding internally. They don't know what's going on, etc. And so most importantly is to get rid of the pubic lice and make sure you inform your partner. Make sure you clean, bleach, throw out the sheets. I don't care. This stuff is very, very contagious. The other thing too is if these little lice or louse are biting you, okay, and you are already starting to turn blue in those little areas where they are feeding on you, then you could be getting secondary infection. And that's extremely concerning because a lot of times it makes you itch. So you're itching and now you're getting bacteria from your fingers in there. And now you got this on your head, on your fingers, and you put it on your head. So it's definitely something that you want to avoid and you want to nip in the bud right away. So you have a lot of over-the-counter lotions and shampoos, but a lot of times that won't cut it. It might have cut it years ago, but now we're seeing a lot of resistance. Lice. Anyway, apparently there's malathion where you wash it off and you put it on and you wash it off about 8 to 12 hours. You have ivermectin. This is a pill that people can take. You have the lindane, which is still very, very toxic. We don't give it to pregnant women or breastfeeding women or young kids. Sometimes we also have to treat the eyes, etc. But most importantly is after any sort of treatment that you do with this, you got to make sure you get rid of the little nits. Now, these eggs, these lice eggs, these nits, they really know how to stick. I think we talked about the glue of lice nits and how scientists are looking at that. I believe they want to use that type of glue for other types of things like military, etc. Because, I mean, these lice nits really, really stick. And you need to comb them out. You need to pry these nits out of there. You can't just wash and hope that they die. Many people will be concerned, oh my gosh, I was dirty, I didn't have clean hair. Sometimes the cleanest hair allows these nits to latch on. Yes, you want to prevent getting lice from making sure you keep yourself clean, but many times people that get this, they get it because they were exposed to it from somebody else. Okay? It's not that it's sitting around your house all the time and then you get it. It's you're at a sleepover or your kid brings something home or you have sex with somebody, etc. So, nicks, rid, etc. may help with the, you could also maybe put nicks or rid, some of these over-the-counter lice shampoos, on your laundry. So when you're trying to wash your contaminated items, etc., you may be able to even use those. I, though, really, really suggest hot water. You want to really wash these things, like, a few times. And if not, throw stuff out. Now, somebody had asked me a while back, what about like air tightening? Can you, asphyxiate these lice? We used to, in the olden days, I guess, lock something up for a few days, airtight containers, so that the bugs would die out. I mean, it works for a variety of bugs. I just don't know about lice. Again, I don't trust. These things have really mutated or evolved to some real, real nasty stuff. There's been concern about kids going back to school. When can a kid go back to school if they have head lice? We talked about after they've done their initial treatment. And if it was a treatment done right, a lot of times we let them go back to school. All right? You don't have to keep them out for a week. A lot of parents keep them out because they're freaked out that there's lice there. All right? We don't suggest shaving heads. Even though, yes, shaving heads can get rid of the lice. You got girls, honestly, just they're not going to tolerate that. You could wash it out. You can. The lice aren't going to kill them. The only way lice could really, really be dangerous is if you get the secondary infections from the itching and the scratching. But for the most part, you don't have to worry about these things crawling up a nose and doing things like an entamoeba. So the kids, after they get their treatment, can go back to school. You need to let the school know that there was an infestation, that it's around the school. They need to make sure they're doing appropriate cleanup. And sometimes schools even do lice checks. Kind of embarrassing. Remember in the 70s they used to do that? We used to be screened for lice, and you went to one wall or the other. Luckily, I never had it, but that's really embarrassing for the kids that have to go to the other wall, right? I hope they do that, you know, these days in private. Oh, man. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, in more gynecological news, they're talking about HPV testing probably becoming the mainstay of testing by looking at the HPV test as opposed to making us do pap smears. Many of us women are tired of getting vaginal exams, so any excuse to get out of that would be better. But we'll talk about why you may still need vaginal exams. All right, and we'll talk about foods that could kill you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Bad. back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so they think testing for HPV, the human papillomavirus, may be the best way to see if a woman is at risk for developing cervical cancer rather than doing pap smears. They say negative HPV tests provided women with more reliable assurance that they won't develop cancer or other abnormal cervical changes in the next 3 years compared to traditional pap tests. Now, some of you are like, great, let me do that blood test. Not a blood test. All right, I just spit in a cup, right? No. All right, HPV screening is still going to be done vaginally, people. What they did was they compared it to actual pap tests. Pap smears developed by Dr. Papanicolaou. Remember we had a pop quiz and we talked about Papanicolaou discovering the pap test and, you know, the wife going, oh, good job, baby. And we want to smack the wife upside the head because she let her husband do this. Here's the thing. He has saved millions and millions of lives by the pap test or the pap smear. You take some cells from the cervix. You rub them on a slide. You take a look at the slide. If the cells look funny, that would be an abnormal pap. Then we think you have an abnormal pap. Then we go deeper, take some biopsies, and see if you have cervical cancer. Now they're saying just do the HPV testing on those cells. About 12,000 U.S. women were diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2010, and a third of them died, according to the CDC. They say 91% of cervical cancers are thought to be caused by HPV. Not 100%, but 91%. All right? In 2012, the government-backed U.S. Preventative Services Task Force recommended women between 21 and 65 be screened using a pap test every 3 years, and those 30 to 65 could opt out of testing or could opt for, I'm sorry, they could have pap with the HPV test and do that every 5 years. Now, HPV now has beaten chlamydia as the most common sexually transmitted infection. It has also affected men in ways that have really scared us in terms of throat cancer and other types of diseases that really freak people out. So this HPV is something that we have a vaccine for, people, okay? If you can get vaccinated, hopefully we can really start to nip a lot of this in the butt. They say 79 million people have the infection right now. 79 million people, but they have no idea because they don't have any symptoms. HPV testing will require us to still do a vaginal test to check to see if you have it. Now, some men are testing out this dental wash. It's like a pap smear of the mouth to see if they have HPV in their mouth. Some dentists carry that. I don't know if it's being used widespread, but that's pretty cool. All right, so why would HPV testing work more than actual pap smears if it could miss 9%? Well, for the study, researchers used data from over 1 million women who were between the ages of 30 and 64 and screened for cervical cancer at Kaiser Permanente, California. It's in California. The researchers followed women who had a negative pap or HPV to see whether they developed cervical cancer over the next 3 years. They also looked at how many women got cervical cancer in the next 5 years. Overall, those are the ones who were testing every 5 years, the ones over 30. Overall, about 20 women out of the 100,000 developed cervical cancer in the 3 years following the negative pap test. That compared to 11 women who had had a negative HPV test. 14 women out of the 100,000 developed cervical cancer in the 5 years following negative co-tests. So they said, since HPV is the number one cause of cervical cancer, knowing that's negative is probably going to be a heck of a lot more reassuring. Now, can you still get cancer? Can you still have some abnormal cells? Can the HPV not get picked up? Yeah, there's still a lot of things that could go wrong. So what we have been recommending is if you are over age 30, if you want HPV testing, get it done. The reason why we haven't been doing it under age 30 is many women that contract HPV, a lot of times it goes away, leaves you alone, doesn't do much. I'm go running it if the patient wants it or if I think the patient is at high risk because I think it's extremely important. If I have a positive HPV but a negative pap smear, I suggest colposcopy where we take a closer look, or I suggest a gynecologist go in and take a little bit more of a look. All right? So Whew, that is the latest on the HPV news. Musicians on Call. This is so cool. This is a nonprofit that provides live music to the seriously ill. And Musicians on Call is expanding to major cities across the U.S. Apparently, they are volunteer artists, and they give bedside performances to patients undergoing treatment or unable to leave their hospital beds. Oh, my gosh, this is way cool. They said they are not music therapy. That's its own medical profession. This is Pete Griffin, president of Musicians on Call. What we do is bring live music, and what a lot of research shows is it does decrease patient stress levels and lower blood pressure, only if it's a song they like. Oh, I was getting stressed. We were at a Mexican restaurant, and I love mariachi. I love it a lot, okay? But I was afraid they were going to come up with a lovey-dovey song, okay? So, okay, because I was not ready for my husband to start playing footsie. We had the kids. We had to race back to the Disneyland park. So I started to get all nervous going, okay, no, nothing lovey-dovey, nothing lovey-dovey, you know, because I started to get all nervous because I was not ready for that. So, again, it has to be a song you like, you know. It's a song that you hate. What song can I just not stand? There's a song out there that I just can't stand. I don't know. Yeah. No, my album's not out, so it's not one of my songs. No. Anyway, okay, so since 1999, Musician on Call volunteers have performed for more than 415,000 patients in hospitals, nursing homes, and hospices. Okay, they're only in a handful of states, but now they want to expand out of New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Miami, Nashville, and L.A., alright, and they say they create music pharmacies. They have supporters and record labels who donate CDs, and then hospitals go to our website to request a music pharmacy or a box of 200 CDs for people to listen to. One of my friend's dads was, on an intubator, so he was, kept, intubated, and he was like that for a few days. So I brought some classical music and some headphones, and I figured that music therapy would really, really help. It would keep the brain stimulated, and it was something that I thought he would like. Classical music usually works well with older folks. It really does. It's very, very pretty, and it's not as stressful. It also helps you sleep. Classical music always puts me to sleep because it's so pretty. It's kind of like a lullaby, except for the big, huge percussion of Fifth Beethoven. Other than that, most of it, it's really, really nice. All right, so really, really cool stuff, guys. Musicians on Call, help them out if they need it. Really cool group. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, we're going to be coming up on the next show, but I really want to talk about these quickly. These are some wild foods out there that could possibly kill you. Very, very poisonous. For example, castor beans. Remember we talked about castor beans? Castor beans, they say, they're native to India, are the deadliest plant poison in the world. The bean contains the ricin, which is 12,000 times more poisonous than rattlesnake venom, can kill you in just a few minutes. Even though castor oil is safe to consume, just don't cook the beans. Okay? Exactly. Choke cherries. These are in North America. They look like juicy berries or like juicy tomatoes. Apparently, they can choke you to death. They say the stalks and the leaves are filled with hydrocyanic acid. It poisons your respiratory system. This is according to Fox News. English yew, one of the deadliest trees on the planet. Apparently, it is the seed. I guess the seeds contain the toxin taxane, will poison you in minutes, as well as the leaves, stems, etc. Moon seed, very, very pretty. They look like grapes, but they're not poisonous. All right, look at those pictures. Know them. Don't eat them. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Help Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.